One of the characters, I heard Bill Hartman, who came from Wellesley Island, tell about the character of his grandfather, who was William Kepler. And it seemed that the Keplers had lived on Wellesley Island for a long time, and they had a farm, and they did a lot of hunting and fishing and so forth. And the peddlers figured out that the Kepler farm was just the place to go right around dinner time, because old man Kepler was really good for an invitation for dinner, much to the chagrin of his wife. So one Friday afternoon, this peddler came and got himself at the farm just at dinner and got himself an invitation. And as they're finishing their pie and coffee, he says, "Well, Mr. Kepler, would you be going to Alex Bay tomorrow?" And Mr. Kepler said, "Well, yeah, I haven't been in a while. It looks like a good day to go. There's no bridge, of course, and no motorboats." So their mode of transportation was the St. Lawrence River skiff. So he said, "Sure, you can go with us." And so the peddler was all set, because he had a night's lodging, and he'd already had dinner, and he was going to have breakfast the next day. And they woke up, and it was a beautiful day, and they went down to the bow house, and up on the ramp, there's this beautiful mahogany St. Lawrence River skiff. And old man Kepler looked at the guy, and he started to pull the boat out. He says, "Well, son, do you want to row, or do you want to bail?" And then the peddler looked at that boat, and he knew wooden boats leak some. He said, "Well, I guess I'll bail, because certainly this one wasn't going to leak." So they put the boat in the water. Well, the St. Lawrence River skiff is designed with a drain hole in the stern so you can let out rainwater or water from winds and heavy seas. And old man Kepler just sort of pocketed the plug and slipped the boat in the water. And he's rowing the 3 miles down river with the current, and he's basically steering the boat to Alex Bay. And they hadn't gotten far, and the water's coming up over this peddler's feet, and he bailed furiously all the way to Alex Bay. Well, they pulled the boat out and put it on the dock and did their business and met like they were supposed to, and went to pull the boat, push it back in the water, and man Kepler looks at the peddler and says, "Well, son, do you want to row, or do you want to bail?" Remembering his experience with bailing, he said, "Well, Mr. Kepler, I'll row us back." So they get in the water, and old man Kepler sits in the back in the stern seat with his newspaper, and the guy starts rowing. Well, by that time, about a 20-mile wind had picked up, and he's going against the current upriver. It took him 2.5 hours to row back. He sort of earned his keep that night, and they pulled the boat out. And for years afterwards, he said, every time you got to the Kepler Boathouse, you went to get in a boat, you'd say, "Well, do you want to row, or do you want to bail?"